From the KHBT studios, it's time for the Wildcat News, brought to you by Northwest Bank. And now a look into the Humboldt school system on 97.7 The Bolt.
722, 46 degrees, Wildcat News, of course, brought to you by Northwest Bank. Ryan O'Hearn, the Activities Director in studio. Good morning, Ryan, and happy May. We're about closed with the school year.
Hey, Pat. Good morning. Yes, school year is winding down, spring sports in the postseason, then we're opening up with our baseball and softball seasons.
It never ends, but busy before the end of school. I know that last night, and I just love Matt on the call. He gets so excited about it, but I tell you what, those Wildcats last night, phenomenal game. How about that?
Yeah, congratulations to Joe Haydar, Tony Beach, and our Humboldt Wildcat soccer team on just an improbable comeback there, being down 3-0 in the middle of the second half and three huge goals, and then to go scoreless in the two overtimes and PKs, 3-2, Carson Rubel with the game winner, and they're moving on. So they're up at Dort College on the turf on next Tuesday against Sioux Center. So good luck to boys soccer next week, moving on. And then girls soccer opens the postseason today at Garner. Girls golf is at Storm Lake. So a big day today for girls soccer, girls golf, state track, of course, coming up. And Matt will have all the details on that for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, boys and girls state track. And then Cade Birdsell was able to qualify from the meet earlier in the week up at Orange City. He'll Cade Birdsell individually state golf next Tuesday at Pheasant Ridge in Cedar Falls, and he'll play 18 holes on Tuesday and 18 holes on Wednesday. So good luck to Cade Birdsell and state golf next week.
It is a busy season. How about the, I would imagine, didn't we just have with the music, Parade of Bands and all of that? They have been working hard too.
They have, and May is a huge month for our fine arts folks, Parade of Bands, highly successful. We always host that in the high school gym. So Emily Willitson and Jared Knapp, our middle school directors, Laura Patterson, they do a great job, and that's just a huge crowd, almost standing room only for Parade of Bands. And then Ben Shaver's Parade of Choirs, that was last week. He does a great job. So those are big concerts for our music department. And then, you know, here in about a week and a half, we'll start sitting down as a fine arts department and with myself and Mr. Murray, and we'll get all of the concerts scheduled for next year. So that's exciting moving into next year.
What else is going on with the schools?
Well, of course, baseball opened up on Monday night, and something new this year on Mondays for baseball. We'll play all varsity doubleheaders on Mondays in the North Central Conference. So that got rained out, postponed. We only got four innings against St. Edmund. So varsity baseball will be down at St. Edmund tonight, Rogers Park, resuming the first game of that doubleheader in the fourth inning. And then moving on to the second game of that doubleheader, if the weather holds up. It's been tough with all the rain and cold weather. Softball, they open up next Wednesday at Southeast Valley. So good luck to baseball and softball as they start their seasons. And they'll start to get some of the state track kids back. And so just a busy time if you're a track kid and track or soccer kid and baseball, softball player. You're going to both practices each day. So just a lot of time and commitment in that regard, so we appreciate all of their efforts. You know, the last thing is going to be new scoreboard at mm-hmm. Mason Mock Field here coming at the end of May.
That is going to be huge. What are the dimensions on that?
Yep, so it'll be a monopole and similar to just a massive billboard out there, but that'll be 19 feet tall, 32 feet wide.
Wow. obviously all digital. And are you going to be able to do some replays and, you know, provide the additional experience at the field then?
We will. It's exciting, and we're kind of still in the early stages of seeing what all that's going to entail. But right now we know there'll be a curriculum for making videos, hype videos, different designs and advertisements on the scoreboard, and that'll be something that we can do at the Humboldt High School, and working on a teacher who's going to take the lead on that and finding some students who are interested, because that's a good career path for a lot of kids who can go on and do those kinds of things at the college level or at the business level, making those ads and making those commercials. And so it's exciting, but it's going to be huge scoreboard. And I just don't think we, you know, as the Booster Club and athletic department, know how big it's going to look out there. So that scoreboard last night, a good way for it to go out with a big win for the soccer team. But that current scoreboard will come down here at the end of the month, and then digital scoreboards will come in and dig and get theirs up, and it'll be ready for the first football game. So it's exciting. Football field held up through the month of May. Soccer was able to get on that field in the month of May, and it's greening up and growing and looking good. So, you know, Mason Mock Field's going to be in pretty good shape come the first football game in the fall.
And graduation, too. We had graduation this last Sunday. What a fun event.
Yep, graduation went well. And, you know, it's an honor for me to be able to walk in with the administration, get up there and give out a few awards. Mason Mock won the Bernie Sagow Award. It's Iowa High School Athletic Association award that our head coaches vote on. Cohen Madsen won the Stan Jensen, which is another one our coaches vote on. Stan Jensen, longtime Athletic Booster Club supporter. And then a new one this year is the Lisa Brinkmeyer Award from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. Former director who passed away of cancer, and an award in her name and honor, and Morgan Mann was able to win that award. So three very deserving student athletes represented Humboldt First Class Manor, and good role models for our younger kids. Those three who I was able to give those awards to. So yes, graduation, always special event, and good speeches by those who were up there, and so it's well supported, and, you know, it's just kind of closes out the year for everybody, obviously, with our seniors.
Activities Director Ryan Ahern is our guest on Wildcat News this morning. Anything else for the good of the cause?
Just good luck to all of our postseason spring sports, and good luck as our baseball and softball teams get going, and hopefully the weather warms up for them, and look to see everybody out at the baseball and softball fields this summer.
Mr. O'Hearn, thank you kindly. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Pat.
Wildcat News brought to you by Northwest Bank on Classic Hits 97.7 The Bolt.